The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to St. Matthew. When Jesus was born in Bethlehem of Judea, in the days of King Herod, behold, Magi from the east arrived in Jerusalem, saying, "Where is the newborn King of the Jews? We saw his star at its rising and have come to do him homage." When King Herod heard this, he was greatly troubled, and all Jerusalem with him. Assembling all the chief priests and the scribes of the people, he inquired of them where the Christ was to be born. They said to him, "In Bethlehem of Judea. For thus it has been written through the prophet, 'And you, Bethlehem, land of Judea, are by no means least among the rulers of Judah, since from you shall come a ruler who is to shepherd my people Israel.'" Then Herod called the Magi secretly and ascertained from them the time of the star's appearance. He sent them to Bethlehem and said, "Go and search diligently for the child. When you have found him, bring me word, that I too may go and do him homage." After their audience with the king, they set out. And behold, the star that they had seen at its rising preceded them until it came and stopped over the place where the child was. They were overjoyed at seeing the star, and on entering the house, they saw the child with Mary, his mother. They prostrated themselves and did him homage. Then they opened their treasures and offered him gifts of gold, frankincense, and myrrh. And having been warned in a dream not to return to Herod, they departed for their country by another way. The Gospel of the Lord. Dear brothers and sisters, good evening to you all. How are you today? Today is very sound and lovely voice I hear from you all that you are good. Jack is 32 years old and he is still single. One day a friend asked, "Why do you are still not married? Can't you find a woman who will be a good wife?" Jack replied, "I have found many women I wanted to marry, but when I bring them home to meet my parents, my mother does not like them." His friend thinks for a moment and says, "I have got the perfect solution. Just find a girl who's just like your mother." A few months later, they meet again and his friend says, "Did you find the perfect girl? Did your mother like her?" With a frown on his face, Jack answered, "Yes, I found the perfect girl. She was just like my mother. You were right. My mother liked her very much." The friend said, "Then what's the problem?" Jack replied, "My father does not like her." Today, we are celebrating the feast of Epiphany of the Lord, also known as the Feast of the Magi, the Three Kings. In another words, we can say manifestation of the Savior. In some countries, it is also called Little Christmas. Manifestation means the clear appearing of something or of someone unknown to us before. In our case, the unknown one whose appearance we celebrate is Jesus Christ. The Magi show that a love for learning, the desire to know more about the great King, the Savior, who can lead everyone to God. For us today, the Feast of Epiphany of the Lord, asking us to be open to God and to one another, just as God has opened himself to us. This is the celebration. This is the celebration. For us today, the Feast of Epiphany of the Lord, asking us to be open to God and to one another, just as God has opened himself to us. The openness of God is seen here in the crib. God opened himself. He extended his hands to all of us to give a Savior to us. And in today's gospel, we heard about child Jesus, Mother Mary, King Herod, Magi, star, and the gifts, gold, frankincense, and myrrh. Many characters in today's gospel reading. And let us know the King Herod. Is he important for us? Whether he's not. It is not great to know about King Herod, but it is important to know about Herod because he entered in the life of Jesus. He is one of the proof at the time of Jesus in the Bible. In the history, Herod becomes one of the good proof that Jesus existed among the people. That's why we remember him. When we read the history of Herod, he was one of the worst kings at the time of Jesus, and he was known for his cruelty. In order to safeguard his kingship, he killed his three sons, his wife, even many of his relatives. Herod is not Jew. His culture and religious belief totally Greek. By his great personal talents and by a ruthless policy, he had managed to secure the kingship over the whole of Palestine. When the Magi came to Herod and asked about newborn king of Jews, he was greatly troubled. And he said to Magi, "Hey, go and search diligently for the child. When you have found him, bring me word that I too may go and do him homage." This was the crooked idea given by Herod so that he can kill Jesus easily. Very crooked man. And when we come to Magi, the Magi are the wise men. Many say that they were learned and wise men from Babylon. They have also been called astrologers who studied the planets and stars. They were men who were skilled in philosophy, medicine, and natural science, and they were early scientists. That's why God blesses each person with different talents and different gifts from the beginning of every person's birth. That's why they became scientists, early scientists. In the psalm we hear, the heavens declared the glory of God. The heavens himself gives witness to the glory of God. In fact, many believed that the birth of great men were marked by universal signs in the heavens. The Magi saw a star and understood it is a sign that something special was taking place. They were able to read the sign that led them to Jesus. When they saw baby Jesus falling down on their knees and offered the best gifts they could offer to the baby king. Their gifts were expression of their respect, reverence, gratitude, and love for the child. Their gifts were given without no strings attached, no condition, and no mixed motives. In turn, they have received the greatest treasure to become great children to God. They are not Jew, but they became great children to God. This is what we need to learn from the Magi. On Epiphany Sunday, we see the three types of people. Those who have found God and serve Him, these are rational and happy. Those who have not found God and seek Him, these are unhappy and rational. And those who live not seeking God or finding Him, these are foolish and unhappy people. Foolish and unhappy is King Herod. He pretends to seek God, but his real concern is to defend his power and his pleasures. He was far from happy. At the other end, those who have found God and serve Him are Saint Joseph and the Blessed Virgin Mary. We can also include the shepherds in that happy group. In the middle are the Magi. They represent all honest seekers. The star represents the light of God and the grace of God. The great men Magi came to know that Jesus is great light, and they worship Him. If we follow this light, we will be on the right path. In celebrating Epiphany, we are celebrating the greatest proof of goodness there has ever been of God's deeply personal love for us. For it was out of love that the Father gave us the Son and gave Him to our light, our Savior, our King, and our joy. His presence to us is nothing less than the divine presence in our life. So, today's feast is asking us to be open to God and to one another, just as God has opened Himself for us. Did you open your hearts? Did you open your hearts to welcome Jesus? Or the joy completed rejoicing with good food on Christmas Day? We need to question ourselves. The Magi offered finding the Christ did not return the same way, but took another way. This is the experience of every person who has found Christ. If we have discovered Christ in our lives, we will not longer follow our old ways, but follow the path that is traced out by Christ. We need to change in our life from Christmas time. And we need to ask question, is there any change? Did I open my heart, my life to welcome Jesus? If not, still you have time. Till you have time until the Christmas season gets end. You can open today, remembering Magi, how they opened their life to Christ. Let us open ourselves and welcome Jesus into our life for the newness, new way of beginning our life. There must be something new. The Magi had completely changed their life. They turned towards baby Jesus, the King, and completely they changed their way of living, their religion. They became children of God. So, we have so many problems and troubles and situations may be bad. Whatever it may be, there must be a change in our life. That is the invitation today. So, let us open our life to Jesus like Magi to receive greatest treasure to become great children of God.